Praise God. I'll tell you what, I want to preach tonight on God's weapon in the hands of God's man. God's weapon in the hand of God's man. Let's stand together for the reading of the word. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse number 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahoite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. Praise God. You may be seated tonight.
Hallelujah.
A very inspiring story tucked away here in these couple of verses found here in 2 Samuel chapter 23. The story is of Eleazar, one of King David's mighty men. And a number of these soldiers are named in this passage, but out of the number that are named that are mighty, there's three that stick out amongst the rest of them. And these three have done extraordinary feats for the cause of David and the cause of God. Amen. Above all others, there's three that are particularly honored, Adino the Esnite and Shammah, and then we find here this man by the name of Eleazar. He is particularly remembered for his heroic deeds in the battle with the Philistines. And there's more history that unfolds found in 1 Chronicles chapter 11. The battle scene was a place called Pasdamim. It was literally the boundary of blood. And it's interesting to see that it was the same place where David had defeated Goliath years previous. Amen. This place was a reoccurring headache for Israel. It is a place where many battles were fought. Saul had been there, and now David is there fighting the Philistines again, and now David is facing them in a confrontation. Now, there's something to be learned here about that. Just when you think you've overcome a battle, amen, with the enemy, don't get too comfortable, because many times that devil will rear his ugly head and take you back to the same thing you fought time and time again. Amen. As I look back on my Christian walk, there's times when I have discovered that I've needed, amen, just to fight battles over and over and over and over and over again. Amen. It doesn't seem possible, amen, that the devil could just bring things back, but he does. He is an accuser of the brethren. Can you say amen? Amen. Here at this place of a bloody battle, the Philistines arrayed themselves against the forces of David's army. But David and his man Eleazar took up position in a barley field, amen, and fought against the might and the opposition of the Philistines. David and his man Eleazar are fighting when all of Israel had run, they'd forsaken. It shows you that the Philistines were a formidable foe, amen, someone to be reckoned with. Had scared many of the men to death and only left these two, amen, to fight. I want to notice some things tonight about Eleazar. I want to talk about first the sufficiency of Eleazar's weapon. Amen. Verse 10 says, he arose and he smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. Amen. Eleazar fought against these Philistines, and all he had was a sword in his hand. Amen. I want you to notice the weapon that he used. He had confidence in this weapon. Praise God. Amen. He had no doubt fought many battles before. It was a weapon he was accustomed to. He was used to it. It was a reliable sword to him. No doubt he'd spent time oiling it and keeping it from rusting and keeping the edge sharp. Amen. He trusted in that sword. I understand one of the first things that a soldier is given when he enlists is his automatic rifle. Amen. He takes that rifle, they train him in dismantling it and putting it back together. Amen. Until he can do it blindfolded within a matter of seconds. Amen. He is responsible for cleaning that rifle. He's responsible for maintaining it. And the reason is that when he gets out into battle, amen, he knows that he can have assurance in his weapon. Nobody else cleans it for him. He takes care of it himself. That way he knows when he goes out, it's going to be ready for use. Amen. Oh yes, each soldier is taught to know everything about his weapon. Amen. He trusts in it. Amen. Because it has completely been proven in repeated drills time and time again. Amen. The Bible tells us that Eleazar, amen, wielded his sword with confidence. I believe he had confidence when he took that sword in his hand, amen, and used it in battle. Amen. It was also not only a weapon he had confidence in, but it was a weapon he was familiar with. Praise God. Eleazar, by constant use of his weapon, had mastered the art of using this sword. Amen. Before he had ever come into a battlefield, he had fought many of an imaginary foe. He'd practiced with that. He'd used it on occasion time and time. Had practiced with it. He had felt its weight and knew of its power. Amen. He knew what it could cut through, and he knew how much force was needed to swing it to be effective. He was totally at home in using this weapon. He was so familiar, in fact, with it that it had become an extension of his arm. Amen. Eleazar's sword provides us with a picture of the weapon that God has placed within our hands. Amen. It is the sword of the Spirit. We are told in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 that we are to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. It is our weapon. It is the eternal, unchanging, unadulterated Word of Almighty God that is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divide and asunder of soul and spirit. I'm telling you, church, God has given us a weapon in our hands. I want you to understand tonight, amen, we must use the weapon that God has placed within our hands. Amen. The question is, do you know your weapon? Amen. Do you have an unflinching confidence within it? Amen. This book, the Word of God. Amen. We know that God is not a liar. Amen. We know that every word in His Word is true. Amen. Amen. You can be assured of everything that's written there. Jesus said in Luke 16 and 17, it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. This is the unfailing truth. Amen. God's Word is absolutely reliable. You can take Him at His Word today. Amen. His Word changes not. Amen. But you know, no one will ever be able to convince you of that truth, that God's Word is infallible, unchangeable, that there's confidence in it, until you know it for yourself. Give me a little volume, brother. Amen. Until you know it for yourself. You see, church, I can get up here and scream and shout and preach about the Word of God and how effective it is. Amen. And how that it can pierce and cut and divide. Amen. How it can mend and how it can bring together again. But until you experience it for yourself, you'll never know except by what I have to say about it. Brother Gus can get up here and preach about the Word of God and how valuable it is to us. But until you know it for yourself, amen, you will not have, amen, that quickening of the Spirit to know that it is something you can have total confidence in. I want you to have confidence in God's Word, not just because I say it, but because you know it for a fact. Amen. Amen. You must experience this truth for yourself. Preacher after preacher can assure you that God's Word is unfailing. Amen. We can present it with in such a way that it rings out with truth. Amen. But it's just words until you live out God's Word in your life. Amen. Amen. Are we familiar enough with our weapon? Amen. I want to be so familiar with it that when another version is read, I say, hey, that doesn't sound like God's Word to me. Hallelujah. I want to be so familiar with it, amen, that when the false comes out and somebody hands me a Book of Mormon, I can say, whoa, 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 that's not God's Word. Amen. God's Word does not contain those things written in there. Hallelujah. I want to be so familiar with it, amen, that my mind is permeated with it. My spirit is saturated with it. Amen. David said, I'll hide God's Word in my heart that I might not sin against Him. Hallelujah. I want God's Word to be familiar to it. I want God's Word to be familiar to my children. Amen. I don't want our Sunday school teachers, amen, to be teaching out of a comic book. I want them to be teaching out of the unadulterated Word of God. Amen. I don't want our church to be raised, amen, out of some compromised, watered down, paraphrased version of bad news for modern men. I want our church and our children and our teenagers, amen, to be comfortable and familiar with the Holy Word of God. It is our weapon tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. It has the answer of every situation you'll ever face. You can say, does it tell you how to change spark plugs? Well, no, sir, it doesn't. Amen. But every problem you face in life, amen, there is an answer found in the Word of God. Amen. Every problem that you face, every situation you come into, every spiritual, dark, depressing moment that flickers across your mind and comes across your path, if you'll go to the Word of God, His Spirit will direct you. There's times I've taken God's Word, I said, God, and I'm not so much one to think that I can just by coincidence open up something and, whoa, that's for me right there. That's God's Word for the day. But there's times when I've opened the Bible, and you have too, to some passage of Scripture that has meant something to me. Amen. At that time that I was facing that trouble in my life, I'm telling you, God can lead you in His Word. He can guide you to just what you have need of. Amen. He can give you hope in a troubled time, calm your storm by the Word of God. Amen. There's only so much that man can say. Only so many words that man can utter, amen, in hope of giving some kind of assurance. But I'm telling you what, church, you can go to the Word of God, amen. You can stand on it when everything else fails, when man's Word fails, amen, when hope fails. You can go to God's Word because it never fails. Never fails, never fails. Amen. The Word of God is sufficient for every battle that we ever have to fight. How well do you know your weapon? How well do you know your weapon? Secondly, we see the stubbornness of Eleazar's grip. The Bible says, his hand clave unto the sword. I like that. His hand clave unto the sword. Eleazar's hand clave to the sword despite the fact that the situation seemed helpless. Come on, church. He's standing against an army with a sword. He doesn't have a bazooka. Amen. He's got a sword. He doesn't have a machine gun. He's just got himself a sword. Amen. You can't throw that sword, amen, and expect it to come back and throw it out again. You got to get him in close proximity, amen, to be able to do any damage. And all these men he fought as the sword clave unto his hand. The situation seemed helpless. Why don't you run away, Eleazar? Everybody else did. Amen. Did he run? No, sir. Amen. Amen. The old saying is, he who turns and runs away lives to fight another day. Amen. But Eleazar didn't follow the sayings of man. He stood upon the Word of God. Amen. And God brought victory because he stayed and fought. Amen. His hand clave to the sword despite the fact that all human resources were gone. He arose and he smote the enemy until his hand was weary. He was exhausted. His human strength was gone. Amen. Did he give up? No. His hand clave unto the sword. Let me tell you about that word clave. That word clave in the Hebrew has two meanings to it. The first one deals with pursuing. It means grasping a hold of. It means clinging onto. It means going after. Amen. The second meaning is that of welding. It means that of soldering. Praise God. The sword was welded to Eleazar's hand. That word clave simply means he couldn't have let go if he'd wanted to. Hallelujah. It had become so much a part of him, amen, that it was natural to him. Woo! Some of you went ahead and had your nap this afternoon. You knew the Chiefs were going to win anyhow. Amen. Some of you blinking away the sleepy eye tonight. Come on and help me while I preach a little while. Amen. I said that hand, amen, was an extension. That sword was an extension of his hand. It was welded to him. It was natural to him. It was a part of him. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's a vital principle we need to get a hold of. It's becoming identified with the Word of God. Amen. The next step to clinging to the weapon, amen, is to have the weapon to be a part of you. Inseparable. Amen. The Word of God, amen, that can be so close to you that your mindset has been permeated with it. Your vocabulary, amen, has been so used to it that when you talk in public, I mean, I'm not saying you say, thou shall go to the store and thee shall go with thee. Amen. I'm not talking about the old King James Version. Amen. But we ought to give an answer to every man that asketh us a hope of the reason, amen, that lies within us with meekness and fear. How can you do that if you don't know the Word of God? Hallelujah. Amen. When you spend time soaking in the Word of God, there comes a point when you're consumed with the revelation of God. Amen. This is God's revelation to mankind. Amen. We don't need another revelation. This is it right here. We don't need another prophet to step up to the plate and say, thus saith the Lord, I got something new to tell you. Everything God ever wanted to tell us is right here, written from Genesis to Revelation. Anything else that has been added to it, amen, that shall be condemned. It shall not stand. Amen. Every prophecy that's ever given or will be given, we'll line up to the Word of God, because the Word of God is complete in its entirety. Amen. There's not going to be many more added to it. So don't let some fool come up to you and say, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Thou shalt swim to China. Amen. From the Pacific Ocean. I'm telling you, if it's not in the Word of God, it ain't of God. Amen. God's already given us revelation. We don't need anything else but the revelation of God that's already been given. You'll come to a point where your thoughts stop, amen, and the Word of God comes in, because all your thinking has been renewed by the Word of God. Amen. That's what it means to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whew. Amen. Oh, that we might be welded to God's Word. Amen. That we might have it so close to us that it has become a part of us. Our fingers, our hearts, our minds are not able to be loosed from it. It has become such a part of our being that everywhere we go, God's Word goes with us. Amen. That way, when somebody needs help from the Lord, we don't just give them our testimony, which there's nothing wrong with. We don't just tell them how we got saved, but we can tell them what thus saith the Lord and how they can get saved according to God's Word. Amen. Thirdly and finally, we see the securer of Eleazar's victory. The Bible says the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Here is the strength of Eleazar's sword, the Lord of hosts. Woo! I had Brother Jacob go down and look for my sword. I was going to have Ryan come up here with a soldier's helmet on and a sword. Amen. And kind of demonstrate and illustrate this tonight. Amen. But Brother Jacob couldn't find it. That's because he's a man. Amen. Praise God. Some of my wife says, my looking ain't like your looking. There's sometimes, come on, man, shout now. We'll be looking for something and our wives will go there and find it. Amen. And dangle it in front of us. It was right in front of you, baby. Just give me the keys. Woo! Amen. So, the secure of Eleazar's victory. Here is the strength of Eleazar's sword. God's weapon in the hands of God's man. Mm-hmm. God's weapon in the hand of God's man. Hallelujah. Eleazar trained himself with the sword. He learned to use it effectively. He wielded it in his hand. Amen. It was God's power, though, that enabled him to defeat the Philistines. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Did you know what the name Eleazar means? It means God is my helper. How appropriate. Amen. It takes more than the Spirit, or rather more than just the knowledge of God's Word. It takes a Spirit combined with the knowledge that'll get the task done. I'm preaching, amen, God's weapon in the hand of God's man. Oh yes, it'll take more than just being able to quote a scripture. It's going to take an anointing to go along with the knowledge of God's Word that'll break the yoke asunder and cause somebody to get help from God. Amen. It takes more than just an intellect. It takes more than just a degree in Bible knowledge. It takes more than a PhD. It takes more than a Bachelor of Theology. It takes a spirit of man linked to the Spirit of God, and God revealing by His Word and effectively moving by His Spirit that makes a difference. Woo! I feel like preaching to tell you tonight, amen, we need to have the weapon of God in our hand. Amen, that weapon of God will stop a whole lot of the foes that come our way. Amen, that weapon can be used against sickness. That weapon can be used against spiritual attacks from the devil. Amen, that weapon can be used to chase a bunch of devils out. That weapon can be used to chase discouragement out. That weapon can be used, amen, to slay the devil and the enemies of hell. I'm telling you, church, we need to know the Word of God. We need to have it in our hand. We need to hide it in our hearts. We need to cleave to the Word of God. Holy, holy, holy. Woo! The Bible says, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Amen. His Word is sufficient for every situation you or I will ever face. Amen. But we need to know it. We need to have confidence in it. We need to be familiar with it. Amen. And we can be confident that if we stand on His Word, God will honor what He has said. Hallelujah. I'm done, but I don't feel like I'm done. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Brother Grimm had said, keep it short tonight. Sorry, Charlie. Hallelujah. Play it again, Sam. We're going on with this one. Yeah. Amen. That Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. It'll do more damage. Amen. But it'll also do some quality control. Amen. That Word of God is also a balm of Gilead that'll sew up the problems. Men broken hearts. Amen. Bring homes back together. The Word of God is a sword that can be used, amen, to cut off the chaff and get rid of the rough side of the diamonds. But it's also the Word of God that can be that soothing salve. Amen. That can touch a heart that's broken and shattered. It can be the super glue that brings it back together again. I'm preaching to you about the Word of God. It must be the weapon in our hands. God will use. Amen, amen. Let's stand together tonight. I know there's times when we read God's Word and it seems like it's just another book. I know there's times when we go through here and we read about the sons of Ephraim and we read about Zadad and Shulahath, his son, and Ezer and Eliad, whom the men of Gath. And we read about all these things and we turn to another scripture and we say, well, a good name is to be rather to be chosen than great riches. Praise God. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Man, we've heard that all our lives. Hear ye, give here, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. I mean, we go through, you know, and if we're not careful, it'll just be another book. Well, that was good. I got my reading in. Proud of myself. Amen. I got it accomplished. It's got to be more than just a reading book. I tell you what, we don't serve no Christian Science Reading Centers, church. Hallelujah. It's more than just a reading book. It is our life. It's our lifeline to God. Amen. This is it. If we fail this, we're going to fail. If we fail this, we're going to flop. Amen. I didn't come to you to preach out of Reader's Digest tonight. I come to preach to you the Word of God. Amen. I didn't come to preach out of Popular Mechanics. Amen. I didn't come to preach out of the Inquirer, the Globe, the Star, or all those other ungodly things some of you ought to trash and never pick up again. I come to preach to you, amen, from the unadulterated Word of God, and to let you know tonight that sword is that weapon in our hand for this time and for this hour. It's not going to be Reader's Digest or some love romance book. It's not going to be Harlequin, amen, that brings revival. It isn't going to be People's Magazine that brings a touch of God. It's not going to be Time Magazine for such a time as this. It's going to be the Word of God. The Word of God changes not. The Word of God will bring revival. The Word of God will cause the winds of God to blow again. The Word of God is our weapon. Hallelujah. Whew, sit down for a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know when to quit. Amen. There's times. There's times when we come to a point in our lives that we think we have a great understanding. I mean, we've been saved. I've been saved since 1980. And some of you have been saved way before that. Some of you have been saved for 50 and 60 years. How many years, Sister Brock? 70-some years? 57 years, making you older than you are. Amen. Living for God. Amen. Sometimes we can get to a place where we think, well, I've heard that preach. You know, I've heard that preach better than what Brother Johnson just preached it. It could very well be. Amen. I've heard that passage of Scripture before. I really like that Eleazar dude. I love his last name, Son of Dodo. Amen. Of course, that was his dad's name. Amen. Boy, he grew up with a rough life. Amen. You know, I've been to Bible school. I've heard that stuff. I mean, my goodness, Pastor, can't you get a little deeper than that? Sometimes it doesn't take a lot just to remind us, amen, that it takes more, amen, than just getting up and preaching a message. It takes more than just getting up and singing a song. Amen. God's Word has got to be that very preeminent thing in our lives. It's got to be the center of us. It's got to be the very influence in us. We must be intoxicated by the Word of God. Amen. Some of you just gotten saved, just new converts in the Lord. Amen. You need to study God's Word to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed. Amen. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. You need to know God's Word. Amen. You need to know that it's a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. Amen. You need to know that God's Word is there to help you in your daily walk. Amen. I may not have an answer, but the Holy Spirit can lead you to the place where God can and give you the answer from His Word. Don't get to the place where you misquote God's Word. You get to the place, you know, the Bible says, he that helps himself helps God, or something like that. I can't remember how it goes now. That ain't even in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, I've heard some preachers even get up and preach things that I thought was kind of off the wall. Amen. Kind of strange, you know. If you'll stick with the Word, you'll never go wrong. If you'll stick with God's Word, you'll never be disappointed. Amen. If you'll stick with God's Word, it'll always win the battle that you're going through. Sometimes we base our battles on our emotions. Amen. And I don't feel like I'm saved today. Amen. I don't feel like... come on now. And some of you will wake up tomorrow morning, amen, and you'll have a hangover, and it won't be a spiritual hangover either. Amen. You won't be able to get out of bed hardly. Your bones will be hurt and aching, and you feel like you've been run over by a Mack truck and his license plate has been imprinted on your forehead. You look in the mirror and you say, who is that? I understand there's days like that. I don't have bad hair days, brother, because I don't have much hair to have a bad hair day anymore. But I do have some days, amen, when I wonder where God is. Amen, but it doesn't take very long until I go to the Word of God and I open up its pages and it begins to breathe life to me and I begin to thank God that I'm saved. Amen, amen. All right, let's stand tonight. I'm done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bible says an unstable man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I don't want to be that tonight, so we're going to come pray around these altars before I have you seated again. Amen. Oh, I want God's Word to be a sword in my hand. I want God's Word to be cleaved unto me. I want to hold it close. I want to hold it dear. Amen. I heard a story about a young man who'd gotten saved, and his pastor was a adamant preacher about the Word of God. Amen. He went home, got the big Bible off the table. Amen. In the living room, the big family Bible, and he began to tote that Bible everywhere he went. Yes, sir. Amen. You know them big family Bibles. They weigh about 53 pounds. Almost need a wheelbarrow or a dolly to cart them around. Amen. I don't know why they ever made them. Nobody ever reads them. They just sit there for decoration there in the coffee table. If you have one, don't shout now. Amen. But he started toting that big old Bible, Brother Buck, around. Amen. Took it everywhere he went. People thought he was foolish. But I tell you what, he did more than tote it. Amen. He began to learn it. He read it. Amen. And that young man was influential in winning many souls to Christ because of that big 53 pound or whatever it was, a living room, a home edition Bible. Amen. That he had taken to heart. I tell you, I'm not advocating you get the biggest Bible and tote it around with a smile on your face and, amen, proud and haughty spirit. But I'm telling you this, we need to know more about God's Word. There ain't a one of us here tonight that knows all the answers, but we are striving to know. And as we strive to know, we'll understand better as the Spirit makes light of it to us. Whew! Praise God. You got any fighters tonight? The knowledge of God's Word, God's weapon in the hand of God's man and God's woman can do much more destruction than just your testimony alone. It can help many more people than just your testimony alone. Thank God He saved you. You need to tell your testimony, but you need to know God's Word. Can you lead somebody to Jesus through the Romans Road? Do you know the Scriptures necessary to draw somebody to Christ? Amen. It's God's Word's going to convict somebody's heart. Amen. God's Word is going to also judge. Folks, I want you to understand, tonight we need a better understanding and a greater desire to dig into the Word of God. If you're not reading your Bible faithfully, start now. Don't even try to play catch up, just start now. Just start when you get home tonight. Take God's Word and begin to read it. Begin to love it. Begin to eat it. Let it be manna to your soul. Let it be honey from heaven dripping on your soul. It'll bring refreshing. It'll bring revival. I tell you what, if you'll take the challenge tonight, by next Sunday, if you'll read this week, everybody will read this week. Amen. By next Sunday, I'll tell you what, I believe God will honor that and we'll have church like you ain't never seen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want God's Word more than anything else. Help us tonight, Lord, as we come around these altars. Let us take the sword and let us fight valiantly. For the devil will fight us. And Lord, this is our weapon. Lord, let us be offensive with it as well as defensive. Let us take it. Let us use it for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's find a place to pray tonight. Make up our mind. We're going to read it. We're going to study it. We're going to use it more. We're going to be about better understanding of it. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus.